conscious of your sin and concerned lest God should judge it and you should be eternally lost? Has there ever been times when you felt the warmth within of the touch of God and you felt you were being drawn to Christ to be saved? It may be you suppressed it. It may be you went out and forgot it. But have you ever been spoken to by God through His Spirit? I believe you have. And I believe that unless you respond tonight, you are in danger of trampling underfoot the ministry of the Holy Spirit and the blood of Christ, and you might be eternally lost. It is the Spirit of God that shows you your sin. It is the Spirit of God that points you to the cross. It is the Spirit of God that opens your mind and heart and eyes to understand the gospel. It's the Spirit of God that points to Jesus and says, look unto Him and be saved. The Spirit says, come. The Holy Spirit's work will soon be over. He won't be here much longer on earth. And the Holy Spirit is saying tonight, come. Come to the Lord Jesus. Come. And so does the church, for the bride is the church. Every believer here tonight would come and put their arms around you if they knew you were unsaved and weep on your neck and say, come, come, come. We want you to be saved. We want you to have eternal life. We don't want you to miss the blessing. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let him that heareth join the cry and say, come. And let anyone that is athirst come. What does it mean to be athirst? It means to feel your need of Christ. That's what it means. And there's someone here tonight, I believe, in the depths of their heart, feel their need of Christ. You know you need to be saved. You know you need eternal life. You know you're in need of peace. You have no assurance. Say tonight, come. It may be too late tomorrow. The trumpet may sound. The Lord is coming. Wouldn't it be dreadful if you knew all these things in your head and you missed eternal life because you would not come? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Just be very quiet. Don't talk to anybody now. Don't disturb anybody. Just let everybody be alone with God. If you were to talk to somebody now or disturb them, you may be guilty for all eternity of disturbing their mind at a time of great importance. Let every head be bowed and everyone still before God. Where will you spend eternity? Have you ever come quietly, reverently to the Lord Jesus and said, please forgive me? Have you ever asked the Lord Jesus to come as Lord and Savior into your life? To give you eternal salvation? The things of this world will all pass away. The things I've been speaking about this week are not ifs or buts or maybes. They're all facts, which soon shall transpire. Just ask you now in this quiet moment, if you've never received Christ, quietly ask Him into your life now. Make room for Christ. Open your heart. Ask for forgiveness and receive Him as your Savior. Do it now while we're silent for a moment. Father, if there's anyone here tonight who's felt that need of the Lord Jesus because your Holy Spirit is working in their heart, and if they've responded just quietly from their heart to you, give them the courage to witness to someone that they've received Christ. If we believe with our heart that the Lord, that Christ is Lord, and if we confess with our mouth, we shall be saved. Lord, may there be someone tonight whose believing heart will be confessed with a witnessing mouth. Oh, may it be so for your glory. Amen. Let's sing a hymn in closing tonight. 226, Just As I Am, Without One Plea, But That Thy Blood Was Shed For Me, And That You Bid Me Come To Thee, O Lamb of God, I come. 226. And I want to ask tonight, if there's someone whose heart is yearning for peace, you don't want to miss heaven, just think you may be the only one in your whole family that misses that glorious city. You may be the only one that misses heaven. You may know tonight that your mum and dad and your family are saved and you yourself are not. Maybe your wife's saved and you're not. Your husband's saved and you're not. Wouldn't it be dreadful after all that God has done for you in Christ that you should miss the blessings of eternal joy in heaven because your heart has not responded to Christ? While we sing the last two verses, if there's anyone could say tonight, O Lord, I do want to be in heaven. I do want to be forgiven. I do long for peace. Just walk down and come and stand around the table here and we'll pray with you tonight. You say, I couldn't do that. Such a long way to walk. My friend, it will be such a long way to go into the depths of a lost eternity without Christ. Come and trust Him tonight with your soul. We're all praying for you. Come and make Him your Savior tonight. Let go and let God have your heart tonight. You come. Verse 4.
Just
seated for prayer. I've left a few of the little cards at the back about our ministry. If any of you'd like to receive our newsletters, let me have your name and address, and I'll make sure we send to you from month to month so you can pray for us and keep in touch with the work we're doing in many places through our radio ministry around the world. We're going to give thanks to the Lord for this wonderful series of meetings and for the way in which God has taught us and helped us to understand His Word. We're going to give thanks for the refreshment tonight. And then George is going to have a brief word with you before you go. I'd like to thank all of you that have come so often. You've turned out, many of you, every night, and it's been wonderful. Those of you that have come a distance have come several times, and we're very, very grateful for your support. Thank you for your great love. It's been wonderful to be back on the island with you. And may God plant these words deep in your heart that we've learned this week and help you to live looking daily for the coming of your Lord and Master. Father, we bow together this evening to thank you for this wonderful week together, for the love we've shared with each other, the joys that we've shared, the way in which you've taught us and increased our knowledge of things that are to come, the way in which you've planted in our hearts desires to serve the Lord and to live for Him with all our heart, for decisions made in the heart unto holiness. For some perhaps that have been saved and have not told us about it yet, but may confess in the days to come that it was here this week that they really understood how much they needed the Lord Jesus. We give you thanks. And now as we fellowship together and go to take our refreshment tonight, we would thank you for providing it, Lord. You are the provider of all good and perfect gifts. We thank you for those who have worked hard today in making it ready for us, and we just give you the glory and ask you to reward those that have done this for us tonight in love. Now as we leave this series and make our way some back to the mainland and eventually all of us to our homes and to sleep, may we know the wonderful peace which passeth understanding, which you alone can give, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Once again, I'd just like to echo the words of our brother in thanking those that have come from the mainland tonight, those from Murphytown, Cherokee, Marsh Harbor, those from the Creole Assembly in Marsh Harbor. We're certainly glad for your support, and those that have supported us throughout the week. Most of all, though, tonight, I'd like to thank on behalf of all the saints here present tonight. I'd like to thank our brother Dick Saunders for being here with us and for sharing the word. I'm certain that his ministry will be blessed. And we'd like to ask your continued prayers for his ministry. And once again, I'd like to remind everyone that those that are going on the ferry is leaving at 10 o'clock sharp. So we ask that you would make your way first over to the old chapel, and we'd let you get your refreshments first. Like everybody else, to just let them get in front of them and get their refreshments first. Thank you very much.